Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer, that's where I am strong. In your prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Oh, I just bless the Lord today, and I thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his love, his kindness, his peace, his joy. Yes, hallelujah. And his faithfulness towards me and towards us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. There's no God like our God. Nope. There's no God. Hey. There's none like our God. Our God is the only true and living God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. He is the creator, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Before the foundation of the world, he had plans, and he made everything right for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. And this segment of it is Tea Time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. Someone said, well, I sure would like to have tea time with Jesus. All you got to do is sit down or stand up. Call or impersonate for my sake. Woo! Sit down. Have a little talk with him. He's there. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. You want to just pick up the Bible. Just pick up the Bible. He's there. He's always here. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. And yes, he's on his throne too. Hallelujah. Hey, God, woo, glory, if your God can't do that, maybe he's on vacation. Mine is always present, always. He is the, oh, God, the maker of the heavens, and the earth, and we give honor to God today. Yes, we do. We bless his name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just have a little talk with him. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your problems. He will hear your faintest cry. Answer by and by. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a little talk with him. Hallelujah. He's there. Yes, he is. He's all around. Yes, he is. Oh, glory. Bless his name. Hallelujah. 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 So you can do that. That's not hard. That's not impossible. Ooh, glory, glory, glory. Have a little talk with him. Yes. This came to me so many years ago. So many years ago. Where you just sit down. That was the objective. And have a cup of tea. Why? Tea is relaxing. It's what you share with a friend. And just read and meditate on the Word of God. Just pray. Talk to him. I mean, I can't separate prayer from talking, you know, even if it's quiet. Have a little talk with him. And then we took it. We didn't take it. It was given us a little addition was added on to it. The traveling cafe. And the pandemic came, you know. Yeah. But everything that God wants us to do, it will be accomplished. I just wish I had, and it will come, some friends who could join in, who were creative, who can set this scene. But I got everything we need. I have it. Just a matter of waiting for the pandemic to let up. And I have another plan too, but I can't do it on the radio. So nevertheless, we had said that we were going to have people to join us, and one person, a couple of them, not able to. So I just kind of sat back and said, okay, this is the road we're going to try. Hallelujah. We're just going to talk. And as God gives us scriptures and subjects and thoughts, we're going to share. That's what we're going to do. We're going to share. If you don't come on until 150,000 years from now, is when you were supposed to come on. Yeah. So it's just right. And I thank God for the just right. Huh? I thank God for the time that he's given me to sit down. Oh, my goodness. To sit down and just share, read the scriptures. Yes. Ooh, preparing us to do what we need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Father. Ooh, Father. Most holy and everlasting God. Father. Ooh. In the matchless name of Yeshua, we stretch our hands to you. Ooh, God. Father. Hallelujah. Our Father. High and lifted up and exalted. Hallelujah. Remasekoba Shambaiko Sidia. Father, imestekidia say. Remasidioshi. Father, imestekoba Shambaka Nidiosa. Father. Ooh, imekanidiosa. Father, imestiko. Our Father. Father, it is high and lifted up and exalted. Almighty God, Ramasada, we exalt thee, Almighty God. We extol thee, how great thou art. You are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. You are the awesome God. Hallelujah. Majesty on high. You are El, for you are God alone. You're the self-sustaining one. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, is God. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Ah! Remekemasiko. Oh, he's supreme. And he's super rude. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy, your faithfulness towards us. Thank you for how you strengthen us. Thank you for the wisdom you depart for this day. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah for your directions. Thank you for being our shield of defense. Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah.
In your prayer. That's where I am strong, in your presence, oh Lord my God.
Yes, Lord, in your presence is where we belong, where we hunger to be, Almighty God. Ooh, under the shadow of your wings. Ooh, you are our mighty fortress. Our mighty fortress is our God. You are our hiding place. God, we thank you. Under the shadow of your wings, we take refuge. Almighty God, we thank you. We take our dwelling place. Almighty God, oh God, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. We thank you for your healing. We thank you for your encouragement, Father. We thank you for your comfort. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your protection, your guidance and direction. We thank you for it, Father. And yes, every time we pray, we're reminded, and we're reminded to thank you, for you are the sovereign Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You're in control of it all. We thank you, and we just acknowledge you. You are the breasty one. Yes, you are. You're the God that's more than enough. You said hi. Hallelujah. Thank you. And yet you see it all, and you're with us, and we thank you. Hallelujah. How can it be where you're God? And because you're God, nothing is too hard for you and nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. We thank you for bringing peace in the homes. We thank you for healing. We thank you for touching those that are enduring. Hallelujah. Touch their bodies, Almighty God. Touch with your finger of love. Send your healing virtue and surround them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 We stand and sit in confidence, knowing when we pray, you hear us and you answer us and you respond. And we thank you for the manifestation of the request. The healing that has gone forth. Peace. Remove fear and doubt. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you for guarding and protecting our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Peace in their homes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Confidence in you, Almighty God. We thank you. We praise you, great God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Almighty God. Bless your wonderful name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. All the strongest disease and sickness and illness that's so hard and complicated for man. Woo, God, we thank you, God. It's not too hard, not complicated for you. So we thank you for flushing it out of the bodies. Almighty God, just flush it out. One touch, Almighty God. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's one touch, one word. Hey, God, hallelujah. So we thank you. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for flushing it out. We thank you, Almighty God, for adjusting the body to operate in the manner that you called it. Oh, strengthen it. Defenses, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Strengthen, oh God, that the body will operate according to your instructions, Almighty God. Woo, when you blew the breath of life into man. Hey, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glorify you. Magnify you. Exalt you, God. Hallelujah. High and lift it up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for filling our mouth with words. Open it wide and fill our mouth with words. Oh, God. We do nothing on our own. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Oh, some desires that some have to sing, Lord, and to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Like you with power. Hallelujah. The anointing power that makes a difference. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for the anointing for the journey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for protecting your children and grandchildren, our children and grandchildren, I'm sorry. And thank you for protecting your people, Lord God, everywhere. Almighty God, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the refreshing and the renewing. Oh, God, thank you for the empowerment. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. No weapon formed shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Peace in our home. Protect our children. Hallelujah. From dangers seen and unseen. Almighty God. Oh God, thank you for what you're doing and how you're doing it. Thank you, Lord. Ah, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a storm out on the ocean, Almighty God. Oh, God, see. Oh, God. Oh, calm the storm, Almighty God. Prepare your people, Almighty God. Hallelujah, Almighty God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cease the fire in the mighty name of Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your help. And we know that you are our shield and our help. Ah, glory. Woo, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for strengthening us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Touching us. The mind of the learned. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understanding. Hallelujah. And clarity. Revelation, knowledge, and understanding. Illumination. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, all for your glory. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Thank you for granting traveling mercy. Yes, Lord. Those whose hearts are broken, hallelujah. We may become impatient with them, but you don't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all have gone into a dark place. But we ask that you bring them out, Almighty God. Here they you, Basa, with a mighty testimony. Glory to your name, Almighty God. It's all for your glory. Woo, glory. Let us not forget. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The hard places, Almighty God. Ah, bless your wonderful name, your most holy name. Ah, glory, glory. Strong and mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord. Thank you for drawing us in. Oh, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Let not our work be in vain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for allowing us to be here at this appointed time, this set time. Thank you for your encouragement, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Proverbs 29:11. Hallelujah. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it until afterwards. If a ruler hearkens to lies, all his servants are wicked. The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs 29, starting at the 11th verse and ending at the 14th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He will hear your cry. He will answer by and by. Hallelujah. Have a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. Hallelujah. It's all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, and God called the light day, and the darkness, he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Same chapter, first chapter, verse 26. First chapter of Genesis, verse 26. The crown and glory, Almighty God. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah. Oh, I just love it. I just love it. And there's so many other verses, but whew, I mean, it was such an eye-opener for me. And we have where others are declaring God, but it just, excuse me, when God declare, ooh, for himself, oh God, oh God, hallelujah, oh how awesome you are, ooh, I can't explain it. It's just the reality of it. The reality that God is just not something on some paper or a figment of one's imagination. No matter how there are some who have, as far as they're concerned, proven that he doesn't exist, and that there was so many things before, perhaps the earth is older than what it is. Bring all your proof, but I know that God exists. I certainly don't have the answer to all, but I know that God does. And at any appointed time, if he wants to reveal it, he can reveal it through a child. That's why we read Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God. I like first mention, the first place something is mentioned, God. In the beginning, God. And listen to Isaiah. Isaiah 43 is excellent. I mean, it's just powerful. But the 43rd chapter and the 7th verse. Listen. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Everyone that identifies with my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. God said that. Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Lord. Oh my head, Lord. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have served and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Mm-hmm. Mm. Hallelujah. There is none that can deliver out of my hand, says the Lord. Hey, the maker and the creator of the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I love it. 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 The Lord. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For giving us confidence in him. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. God is good. My brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers. God is good. He is the only true and living God. Isn't that, you know, every once in a while we need to be reminded. We need to, it builds our confidence. It encourages us. There are those, and I often talk about it, who God has called when most people, man has set a retirement age for man. His work experience is over. You need to sit down, or she, and get a cool glass of lemonade or iced tea and just sit under this shady tree and let time just pass on until it's time for you to return to your creator. Uh-huh. But that's not, you know, if that's what your plan is for someone's life. And there are people who have worked very, very hard. I mean, very hard. And they want to just rest in these golden years. But why would we call them golden if they had, if there was no productivity, no accomplishments? You just sit down and just wait 20, 30 years. Just sit. Those are precious days, precious hours, precious minutes filled that you have with knowledge and understanding. And so you sit down and let someone tell you to be quiet. We got this. Baby, you ain't been. You rolled, sweetie. You rolled. Regardless of your intellect, it's your experience in life and the things of life that has substance to your book information. You know you can sit. I ain't going there. You know. So all those, and then you have all those years of experiences and trials and tribulations, ups and downs. Now your spirit man is settled. And you can guide. And you certainly can direct. You can help. Yes, we get locked because some of this stuff is wow. Oh, my Lord. Some of this, you wonder, like, where in the world? Calm down. It's going to be all right. So they need someone or something that can say to someone, calm down. I know. And I understand, but calm down. Slow up a little bit, you're speeding. You're going to run into something. But God can use whom he chooses. And man doesn't have the right to set over another a time where they can put a muzzle on an individual's mouth and let them not say anything. I mean, that's awful. Putting a muzzle on a servant of God. Putting a muzzle. Yes, we can relinquish some of the day in the day, busy stuff, because you have the energy. I didn't say the wisdom, I said the energy. You know? And that, not mockery, but it just, we have to acknowledge wisdom. It can be beneficial. And so each one of us have our place, and we should not cause one to sour because we don't think they know anything. Let's honor, because the older can feel that way about the younger, you know, and the younger. But let's embrace, and let us encourage. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can go out there and run, and the wisdom can give you direction to where to run and how to run. Uh-huh. You have the energy. Yes. Hallelujah. You can do it. So we embrace each other. Hallelujah. God is good. I wanted to read some scriptures that will encourage us in our call. Perhaps there are some who's being called late in life and you have a very serious issue with it and you are doubting it. Let's see about some of the calls that God has made in with his people. Just a few of them, and it's just to encourage you, and you can meditate on it and read and study and see what the Lord is saying to you. For that word, hallelujah. Go to Genesis, the 6th chapter, starting at the 8th verse. Yes. Hallelujah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt his ways upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the day is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And God gives Noah instruction for building the ark. And we see that Noah was not a young man. He was, 120 years old. That's kind of, some would say, up in age. That's what one says, slightly up in age, huh? But God called him, and he built the ark. And because of his obedience to God, we're here. Sure is. But that's from those 8 people, the earth was replenished with man on the earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because of his obedience to And now we see that that he went out and he did what God had called him to do. And he was ridiculed for it. He was talked about. It showed that people marked him. Mm-hmm. Rain, what is that? What you talking about? Blood, what are you talking about? But it was for 120 years. I got my numbers right. That Noah worked on the ark. Now, suppose you had to work that long. And as far as we know, he used his own funds. And if he used his own funds, he was ridiculed for all those years, giving man a chance to come into a time of repentance. But they did not. If you had preached for 120 years, how would you feel if no one came in? Only you and your three boys and their wife and some animals that God had chosen. That's kind of, most of us with that towel have been so thrown in so long that it would have dry rotted by now. But we see that you have to be, and we have to take the examples when we see them here and know that they're not just stories. No, they're not just stories. I stand corrected. I said Noah was 120. When he began to have his children, he was 500 years old. I stand corrected. Talking too fast. And so when we see this, we have to sit and ask God to give us clarification, understanding, and remove fear, doubt, anything that would cause us not to embrace his word as truth. Okay? Now we study because we know things were translated. So we study. And study is not just reading. Studying is doing word study. Because translated from one language to another, okay? And the English language has changed so many times, we can't even read the King James, you know. It's like, what in the world of spelling and so many things? So, we ask the Holy Ghost to give us understanding and knowledge, and to remove all preconceived, you know, the movies, Virgin and different commentary versions of the scripture, and just give us this actual scripture and meaning of the word. Hallelujah. God can do that. He wouldn't want us ignorant. That's right. No, that is not what he wants. And now we see God's plan beginning to take form. And Genesis 12 and 1. Now, and this is Abraham. He's not Abraham yet. Hallelujah. Abram called, who will be given the name Abraham. Genesis 12 and 1. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kinsmen, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son. And they all the substance that they had gathered and the souls of they had gotten to Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. They left to go and they came. God called Abram, and I don't know why I rebuked that. All things are possible and good and excellent with God. Hallelujah. Now, Exodus 3 and 10. Moses called. Moses was a man up in age. Hey, hallelujah. Ooh, but when God has his hand, you know, we minimize, and that causes us so many problems and causes doubt. We could just sit, have a little talk, and say, God, help me to just take you at your word. Yeah, hallelujah. That kind of talk. Hallelujah. Exodus 3 and 10. Let's do 9. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is coming unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now. Let me see. Let's do 3 and 5 so we can get the clear picture. And he said, draw nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And God said unto him, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by means of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them out of the land into a good land, and a large unto a land, and a land large unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, Hivites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression therewith the Egyptian oppressed them. And now 10. Come now. That's the call. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt? And he said, surely I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come into the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What should I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seeing that which is done to you in Egypt. And I, we can stop right there. Did you hear what he just said to tell them? Did you hear that? He said, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. My God, that's a shout right there. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. You thank God. Woo! Lord, have mercy. That's a shout. Hey, God, that's a shout right there. Oh, my Father and my God. Woo! Glory, that's a bow down moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing goes unnoticed. He said, I have visited. We need to look up that word visit just to make sure. You and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt into the land of Canaan and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites, Hivites. I don't know why I'm having this. God rebuke that in the name of Jesus. And the Jebusites into a land flowing with milk and honey. Help me, Lord. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thy and the elders of Israel, unto the land, to the king of Egypt. And ye shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us, O my God, and now let us go. We beseech thee 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, it's all in his hands. He calls us. God have need of you. Don't count your age as you all dried up and you're not fit for anything, but for someone to tell you what to do, give you your shoebox filled with medicine, and then tell you at your age, this is supposed to be happening and that is supposed to be happening because of your age and you don't have anything else to contribute. Oh, now. These scriptures defy that. Hallelujah. If God has called you, if God has called you, and as I said earlier, some God has given the energy to do it. I don't put restrictions on the Lord. But I do say that we have to stay close. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 80. Moses was complaining to the Lord that he couldn't speak and he needed, you know, the complaint. And then God calls his 83-year-old brother to walk with him. What is the number to God? Somebody need to tell me. What is a number? What is a number to God? He is the giver and the receiver of life. Yes, he is. He can have you to begin at 80. Oh, yeah, that's what he did with Moses. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, right here. Yeah. Hallelujah. And we can go over to the New Testament and see where God called just ordinary people to do extraordinary work for him. And people talk about the fact that they weren't educated. But the King of Glory educated. Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. You're putting God. Oh, under the world. Come on now. But anyway, we've come to the end. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing is missing, my darling, and nothing is broken. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless. Have a wonderful weekend.